You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here with Claire Ford, who is going to talk to us about her podcast called Clara in Conversation. Hi, Claire. Thank you very much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you very much for inviting me on today to talk about the podcast.
When did you begin to start podcasting and how did it come about?
Initially, I actually went up to RNIB Connect Radio to start my podcast journey. Initially, I wanted to go into radio as a career. And initially, at first, because of various circumstances, I decided not to do that. So Stephen Scott, who was a former boss at Connect Radio, me and him were talking about possible things that I could do in order to put the work that I was doing out there. I suggested to him about doing a podcast and he was saying that it would be great. He actually gave green light for me to do the podcast. So I did that, and basically the whole idea of it was, initially at first, it was to interview people who were inspirational in one way or another and people who were connected in one way or another to the blind and partially sighted community. So initially I was going out to get people who were blind or partially sighted, or people who had relatives who were blind or partially sighted, people who had an interesting story with that angle. The first couple of podcasts, I had a couple of celebrities and members of the public, and then after that it kind of just grew from there.
How did you come up with the name for your podcast?
So initially I decided on the name Clara Bell in Conversation. So when I started doing the podcast for Connect Radio, it started off as Clara Bell in Conversation. Clara being Spanish for Claire and Bell being what my name stands for in French. Before I lost my sight, I actually wanted to go into the field of translating and interpreting modern languages into English and vice versa, because modern languages was one of my passions and still is one of my great passions in life. So I wanted to kind of have the name Clara Bell, because in school all my modern languages teachers referred to me as Clarabel. I thought that that would be quite a nice homage to them and to my school as well, just because obviously that was the field that I was going to do, but also the life had obviously changed and I was still kind of just saying, look, I'm still passionate about it, even though I'm not pursuing it anymore. But as time went on, after a few of the podcasts, I ended up going independent with the podcast. So I stopped doing it for Connect Radio and went to a YouTube channel. And after doing that, I decided to cut the bell out of the Clara Bell and just make it Clara in Conversation. And I think the shorter it is, the kind of more catchy it is, because you've obviously got the two C's in Clara and Conversation. Obviously, when you do these podcasts, you obviously want to try and get something that people are going to remember and is going to be easy for people to search online.
What accessible equipment or software do you use when it comes to editing and recording your podcast?
So in terms of recording the podcast, I use Zoom. So Zoom seems to be the one that I use the most. Again, it just depends on the interviewee, whether they prefer using Zoom, whether they prefer using Teams, and we go with what they want. My dad, he actually edits for me, because as obviously someone who's registered blind, it's not the easiest thing to do if you're blind or partially sighted. So you need a lot of guidance and you need a lot of help with it. So at the moment, my dad's been editing it for me. Hopefully further down the line, the more that I get practice doing it, I will be able to do it mostly myself. In terms of memorising questions and things, I just do it off the cuff. When I do my podcast, I actually memorise every single question and my introduction. So I do that off the top of my head. So I'll memorise and try and get it to a stage where it's flowing off the tongue and it's transmittable. At the moment, I wouldn't necessarily say that I've been using a lot of technology as such to help me, because my dad's been doing a lot of the kind of technical stuff, like setting me up with the calls and things. But it's obviously something, it's a work in progress, because I only lost my sight 11 years ago. So I'm still on the journey of discovering these new technologies, and further down the line, hopefully I can get more confident at using them.
What advice would you give to other visually impaired people who may wish to take up podcasting?
I would say it's an amazing platform for you to showcase what you can do. Podcasting is so popular now. I think since COVID, most people off the telly and radio, they have a podcast of some degree. It's a fantastic thing to be involved in. And for blind and partially sighted people who obviously want to take it up, I think it's a fantastic way for you to show what you can do. It's not easy, don't get me wrong. And for me, really, it takes a very long time to memorise and to get everything together in order to record and to be able to transmit it out to the wider world. But it's worth it. And if it's something that you're really passionate about, then absolutely go for it. I think my advice to blind and partially sighted people wanting to do it is, if it's for you, it's for you. And if you discover that this is what you want to do, then go for it. There's nothing that should stop you from doing it. And just, you know, enjoy it. There's going to be ups and downs along the way, but enjoy the process, because we obviously have to work as blind and partially sighted people. We have to work twice as hard to achieve the goals of producing a podcast than sighted people. So it's a lot, and it can be emotionally draining at times, but it can also be an amazing experience. And predominantly as if you have the right attitude and you throw yourself into it head first, then you'll get fantastic results.
How often is your podcast published, and where can people go to listen to your podcast?
So I try and do 2 a year. I'm trying to kind of up that and maybe do like 3 a year or something. But again, because of obviously being registered blind, it takes even longer to do podcasts. So many other podcasters and interviewers and other people who do these things, it takes them a shorter period of time to do it because they've got notes, they've got other things that they do, like prompt cards. We don't have that. So it takes me a lot longer to do it. In regards to being able to view the podcast and access the podcast, I have my YouTube channel, Clara in Conversation. So you just type in Clara in Conversation and you will find the 10 podcasts that are available to listen to. The 5 that I did with Connect Radio, so they include, to give you some examples of people who are either from the blind or partially sighted community or have connections with the blind and partially sighted community. I've done a podcast with the former Haggai member, the RNIB Youth Forum Haggai, their member Ray Walker, who is a YouTube vlogger and also runs and swims as well. The other one that I did from the blind and partially sighted community was with Dominic Everett, who many people listening to this will probably know or probably have come in contact with Dominic at some point. Dominic was the former CYPF lead at Haggai, in charge of children and family services at RNIB Scotland. Some of the celebrity ones that I've done in regard to Connect Radio was with the sports broadcaster David Tanner, who so many people in Scotland will know who he is. And in particular, anybody who's into football, his grandparents were both blind, and David actually started out his journey in journalism actually before he became professional, doing commentaries for blind and partially sighted football fans at matches. Sean Batty, the STV weather forecaster, his granny was blind, so his connection with sight loss is obviously through his gran. And since I've left Connect Radio and I've launched a YouTube channel, I've had some other well-known faces, 2 of which, Des Clark, who is a well-known stand-up comedian and actually hosts the Heart Breakfast Show here in Scotland, and Grant Stott, who is a very well-known TV and radio broadcaster, also an actor now. I've also had Jordan Young, the actor, John Amabile, the interior designer, and Jennifer Rea, who actually presents the Breakfast Show in Heart with Des and was also a former Miss Scotland as well. Primarily, it is about blind and partially sighted people, but anybody who has a good story, then I would be delighted to interview them as well.
Thanks, Claire, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.